News release. Rocky Mountain National Park. On Saturday afternoon, August 12, a 21-year-old female from Severance, Colorado died after an approximate 300-foot fall. A 25-year-old male from San Angelo, Texas also fell approximately 300 feet and suffered critical injuries. The two individuals fell while descending in the Flying Dutchman couloir. This couloir is located inside Rocky Mountain National Park between Long's Peak and Mount Meeker. Park visitors in the area contacted park rangers via cell phone in addition to activating a personal locator beacon. Bystanders provided initial care to the seriously injured male. Park rangers, a park paramedic and an Estes Park Health paramedic provided advanced medical care on scene. Because of the severity of the 25-year-old male's injuries, park rangers asked for assistance from a Colorado Air National Guard helicopter from Buckley Air Force Base to extricate him via hoist operation, using a winch-operated cable. Rocky Mountain Rescue Group assisted with helicopter hoist operations. This occurred last night. The man was transferred to a Flight for Life air ambulance at Upper Beaver Meadows and flown to Medical Center of the Rockies. Overall, 31 people were involved in this rescue operation, including Rocky Mountain National Park search and rescue team members assisted by Estes Park Health, Rocky Mountain Rescue, and Colorado Air National Guard. As a standard protocol, this incident is under investigation. Recovery operations for the female were hampered by weather today and will take place on Monday, weather and resources permitting. Her body will be transferred to the Boulder County Coroner's Office. The woman's name will be released after positive identification has been made and next of kin are notified. Late Friday afternoon, August 11, a 64-year-old male from College Station, Texas took an approximate 60-foot tumbling fall above the ledges on the Keyhole Route on Long's Peak. A bystander provided critical care to him until park rangers arrived on scene. Rocky Mountain National Park search and rescue team members provided advanced medical care. Because of the location and severity of the man's injuries, park rangers asked for assistance from a Colorado Air National Guard helicopter from Buckley Air Force Base to extricate him via a hoist operation, using a winch-operated cable. Rocky Mountain Rescue Group assisted with helicopter hoist operations. The man was transferred to a Flight for Life air ambulance at Upper Beaver Meadows and flown to Medical Center of the Rockies. RMNP search and rescue team members hiked out and reached the Long's Peak trailhead at midnight on Friday night.